pray and believe God for tonight. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that you are a good God. The Bible says your mercies are new every morning. And so we thank you morning by morning you awaken us to your will, your plan, and your purpose, that we are excited, that we are alive, that we are well, that we are healthy, that we have the mind of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you're leading us, guiding us, directing us, and bless each one in Jesus' name. May they sense the Spirit of God, and may the Word of God speak to their hearts and be able to put it into practice and be recipients of all that you've provided for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, tonight I want to talk to you about renewing your mind. Everybody say, renewing your mind. It's so very important in the Christian life to renew our mind. That is a day in, day out process. That is not going to happen a one-time deal for you. That every day you're going to have to wake up and renew your mind to the Word of God. The Word of God is what's going to be able to sustain us and keep us in this life, which it has for the past several years since I've been born again. And since I've been here at this church, thank God, God has been gracious and good. But, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. When you hear God's Word, it's not just something that you hear and then you let it fall to the side. We're actually supposed to put all of the Word that we hear into practice. Many times people say, I know the Word of God, I know the Word of God. Well, you really know the Word of God in the amount that you're putting it into practice. If you're all stressed out, if you're worried, if you're fretful, if you're anxious, if you're pulling out your hair and all those things, God doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to be able to be cool, calm, and collected in everything that comes our way. Any circumstance, any situation that comes our way, thank God he is able to sustain us and we're able to be stable in this life through thick or thin. Whatever happens, thank you, Lord, that you're with us and you'll never forsake us. You're with us always, even until the end of the age. Some of the best place I love is when I go to sleep at night. I always think about the Lord and I always give him praise for a wonderful day and for that there's nobody around at that moment of time just before I close my eyes. Yes, my wife is in the bed there, but that's not the point. The point is that I'm thinking about the Lord. And I think about him before I go to bed because he saved me. Even before Cindy was around, I knew Jesus. Amen? And you as well, you get to know the Lord in a real intimate way. It's a beautiful relationship. You and the Lord got a good thing going. So we want to talk about how to renew your mind. Over in Romans chapter 12, which is a golden text, it says, I speak to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you and I present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is our reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So God doesn't want us to be conformed to this world. This world is full of conformity. It wants you to be conformed to everything that they do, and they've got some good things. I enjoy the vehicles that they have, the food that they have, and the good things of life that they have. But the one thing they don't have is Almighty God, and we've got Almighty God. And he doesn't want us to be just conformed to this world that all we think about is money, money, money. All we think about is this life as in what it has to offer. We want to do God's will, his plan, and his purpose for our life. And so it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody say the renewing of your mind. So you and I got to renew our mind day in and day out. Renew our mind, the renewing of our mind. The dictionary for mind can be broadly understood. This is a technical term, so you have to think clearly about what it's saying. The dictionary for mind is a broadly understood as a complex of mental faculties, including our thought, our perception, our memory, our emotion, and our will. That's pretty good. Our thought, our perception, our memory, our emotion, and our will that enable the individual to experience the world and interact with it. It encompasses both the conscious and the unconscious process. So I looked up in Google, what is renewing of the mind? And this is what Google said. You know, we can learn a thing from Google. He's actually pretty smart, whoever he is. I guess it's just the technology in the world. But when you look it up, renewing of the mind is about consciously changing your thought patterns. This is Google renewing of the mind. Consciously changing your thought patterns and beliefs to be more positive, hopeful, aligned with your values or beliefs, such as your faith. It is a process of replacing negative and limiting thoughts with new and healthier ones, often based on a new perspective or understanding. Put it in the Christian terminology, you got to have God's word in everything you do. And whatever comes your way and however you want to think, you got to think about God. Think about the goodness of God. Think about the word of God. That's why it's so important to get the word of God in our spirits. So when any thought comes our way, then we can say, what does the word say about that thought? You know, have you ever thought about something and you got mad? Just absolutely raving mad because you thought about something. I believe all of us at different times have thought certain ways, and it's caused a dilemma. It's called trouble in our lives because we thought a certain way. And we didn't think in line with the Bible because all of God's ways are peaceful. His paths are peaceful. The Bible says every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights in whom there's no variableness nor shadow of turnings. Good things come from God. I've got that in my mind. I've got that in my conscience. I got that in my spirit that God is a good God. No matter what happens in life, He is good. And His mercies endure forever. I've got it ingrained in me. I've got it beat in me. I've got it thoroughly in there that God is a good God. And He loves all of us the same. He loves every single person. He cares about you. He loves you. And He wants your best. He's got the best interest out for you. But it's our place to be able to think in line with His will and His plan. I think about Jesus, that one time when Peter wanted to be such a great right-hand man for Jesus. Jesus, I'm with you all the way. It's you and me together, buddy. Oh, I love you, Jesus. And Jesus says, hey, guys, I'm going to be dying, and in 3 days I'm going to be risen from the dead. He said that several times to them. And one time Peter said unto them, Lord, don't say that. And in fact, the Bible says he rebuked him. Jesus, don't say that. You're not going to die. I'll protect you. I'm tough. I'm a big fisherman. I got big muscles, just like Popeye. And I'll protect you. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus rebuked Peter right to his face. He says, you care not for the things which be of God, but you care about the things which be of man. Well, Peter was just trying to be a nice guy. You know, he wasn't thinking negative or bad. He just said, hey, I'm going to protect you, Jesus. But Jesus had a bigger plan. Jesus had the Father's will on his mind. And you and I got to have the Father's will on our minds, day in, day out, no matter what comes our way. You know, sometimes we could have a poverty mentality of lack. Sometimes we could have a poverty mentality of a spiritual attack. Always the devil, devil, devil. You know, the devil's here, the devil's there. Well, yeah, he's around. He's the God of this world, and he's allowed to be here for a certain amount of time, and then his days are coming. My Bible says in the book of Revelation, he'll be thrown into a lake which burns with fire and brimstone. And so that's the end of him, but that's going to be a long time from now. But until then, we've got to be able to handle our thoughts and renew our mind with the Word of God. So the first step, I've got three steps. Everybody say three steps. So these three steps will help us to renew our mind. For that's the purpose of this message, is to renew our minds. Because all kinds of thoughts can come our way. You could have a thought of this, that, and the other thing. I believe that many relationships have went down the tubes because of a thought. A negative, nasty thought that may have not even been true, but it came our way. Homes have been destroyed. Children have been put down and treated bad. Even my own kids, for example. Maybe a thought came to me that said, you know, I've got to really train these guys up good. I've got to, you know, I've been trained up, that you could paddle your kids. No throwing stones, but... This is a new generation right now. But I learned from somebody, he said you can only give them 3 shots to the rear end. And so I had a wooden spoon. Those spoons don't last. But anyways, so I'll give them 1, 2, 3, tap, tap, tap. And that's all I did. I was a really good boy in that area. But you know, wherever I learned that, that was the mind that I had, and that's the way I wanted to train them. Well, maybe the way I trained my kids weren't exactly perfect in every way, shape, form, and fashion. And so I asked their forgiveness. Please, in Jesus' name, forgive me. Whatever I've done wrong, I'm sorry about that. And so we have a mindset of so many things that we've grown up with. We've learned different things. But again, we always want to go back to the Word of God. The first step is that you're going to have to change the way you think. You're going to have to think right. Everybody say, think right. So when a thought comes your way, no, I'm going to think right. Maybe when a thought that says, I'm not going to forgive that individual, that nasty individual who hurt me, who put me down, I don't want to forgive them. No, no, no. The Bible says you have to forgive. How about you say, I hate that person. Oh, I hate them. You can't hate anybody if you are a born-again Christian. Hate is not in your vocabulary. No hate. Amen? You've got love. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. And so if you say that you hate somebody with a very deep passion, that is not godly. That is not Christian. And so you would have to renew your mind and think right and say, you know, I can't think like that. That is wrong. And I believe that every single one of us will have an opportunity to come by our door. Something will come by our mind, come through our life that we're going to have to say, hey, you know, what's God's word have to say about this situation? What does God have to say about this situation? I never, ever want to say anything negative about somebody, because guess what? Something negative is coming my way. The Bible says that what you sow is what you reap. Amen? And what you do is what's coming back to you. And I don't want bad things to come back to me. So I want to think in line with the Bible. So any opportunity I have, you're going to think in line with the Bible. Think in line with the Bible. We just heard the offering about ethical. And so we want to think in line with the Bible. Has everything always been perfect? No, I don't believe it's been perfect in any single person's life. But we're all growing and we're all developing. And so the first thing in renewing your mind, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you're going to have to think right. And so any opportunity that comes your way, you say, hey, is this the way God wants me to think? Does God want me to think? Now, I'll tell a little story, because this is my story. And so, again, take it with a grain of salt, okay? But anyways, I was born again, I was single, and I was in some little motel room. And I don't know if it was Kenora, or it was somewhere over there. Maybe Pastor Roma was around the area. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, I was in this little motel room. And oh, you know how it is. When the devil starts bringing things to your mind, he basically said, you big loser. You're here in this motel room. You got no wife. You got nothing going for you. You're just sitting here in this motel room. Now, you look out that window, and you'll see a liquor board store. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to get a big 40-ouncer. You get a Mickey. I heard him as clear as a bell, that word Mickey. A Mickey is small. Mickey's not going to hurt nobody. Everybody likes Mickey. Don't get the big bottle. Just get the little one, a little Mickey. And man, there was a fight. And you could say, you could laugh, and you could say, oh, you weaky. But every single person's got something that's coming by their door, and it will come by their door. And you're going to have to look at that, and you're going to say, no, I don't want no Mickey. I don't want no this, I don't want no that, no other thing. Because the Bible says God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able, but will with that temptation make a way of escape. So any temptation that comes to my mind, I know that I can defeat it. Because God will not allow me to be tempted beyond what I am able. You said you go through all kinds of turmoil. Well, whatever turmoil you're going through, guess what? God will not allow you to be tempted. He will not allow Satan, the devil, demon, and evil spirits to tempt you beyond what you are able, but will with that temptation make a way of escape. So thank God, God is for us. He's not against us, and he's helped us. Amen? And God continually will help us. The first step is to think differently. Think right. Amen? That God is for me. Who can be against me? Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. When I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. On the inside of me is everything I need to overcome every obstacle, every circumstance, and every situation. Yes, this body is 58. It will be 59 in November. And I have to deal with it as it has to wake up and you slap it around and you got to clean it up, make it look good. You got to get a little bit of sun, get some vitamin D going. You know, you got to treat it good, eh? You just can't be, no, I'm just kidding. But anyways, you got to do some, treat it okay. But you got to be able to handle this and bring this body under subjection. Our spirits love God. Our spirits are in love with Jesus. Our spirits are alive unto God. We're new creations. But guess what? The first step in renewing our mind, not being conformed to this world, is think right. So everybody say, think right. Think right. Philippians 4:8, it says, whatsoever is true, honest, lovely, just, pure, good report, think on these things. So think on the good things. Think on positive things. Think on things that are going to put you over. I think that I'm a blessed man of God. I think that Jesus loves me. I think that my sins are forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm just a passing through this life. Thank God. I think about the church. I say, praise God that there's a couple of pastors here that love Jesus and have been serving the Lord for 30 plus years. Praise God. Amen. I think that I can hear the word of God. I hear God's word not only here on Wednesdays and Sundays, but I actually listen to it daily. You say, I can't believe that. Well, that's the what I need. I need a big dose of the Holy Ghost and the word to keep me going. Otherwise, I get thrown by the wayside. Otherwise, I start thinking negative. Otherwise, I can actually be mean. If I don't get a nice dose of God, a nice dose of the Holy Ghost, a nice dose of the Word of God on a daily basis, and it builds me up, and then all of a sudden I feel strong on the inside, and then I say things like, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord. And I say things like that, and it blesses me, and it helps me, and it encourages me, and it builds me up. And you could do the same thing. Anytime a thought comes to you, if it's doubt, if it's discouragement, if it's I can't do it, I won't be able to make it. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Anything with death, disease, destruction is not from God. He comes to give us life and life more abundantly. He said the thief is killing, stealing, and destroying. So if there's any of those three areas, killing, stealing, destroying, that's not our God. Abundant life is our God. And Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. So we got to think on those things that are true, that are lovely, of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, I'm going to think on these things. A thought can come to you, you got arthritis. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to say, I thank God I've got a healthy body. Amen? And he's going to say, you got cancer. No, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to say, thank God my blood is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen? I applied the blood of Jesus to me. You say that you're just weak and I'm tired. How about sick and tired? Have you ever thought about saying that? No, we're not sick and we're not tired. We're healthy and strong, and I'm well awake. Amen? Yeah. I've got plenty of rest. In fact, he gives his beloved sweet sleep. And so whatever comes your way, you think about that, and you change the way you think. Another thing we do is we speak right. Everybody say, speak right. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do you renew your mind? You start to think differently. You think right. And then you start to speak right. You speak in line with the Bible. You say, bless God, I'm anointed. Say, I'm friendly. I've got favor with God and with man. Amen? Amen. People love to spend time with me. Amen. And then you hear a voice, you liar. No. Amen. I've got favor with God and with man. I'm generous. You say, oh, no, you're not. You're a cheapskate. No, no, no. I'm generous. Amen. Why? Because God Almighty is on the inside of me. I'm generous. I'm forgiving. I'm loving. Go ahead and take those fruits of the Spirit. You have love, joy, peace, patience and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. When I see someone that's sick or struggling in any way, shape, form, or fashion, I've got compassion. Amen? Not my compassion, but the love and the compassion of Jesus that wants to see that person encouraged, wants to see that person healed, wants to see that person whole from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God is working through you. Amen? So if you're not going to be conformed to this world, you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're going to have to change your mind, think right. Then you're going to have to speak right. Speak good things about your life. Say, bless God, my God is supplying all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe and therefore I have spoken, so I know the voice of God. The voice of a stranger I don't follow. I'm well aware of Jesus. I'm well aware of God. I'm well aware that there's angels, and everybody's got one angel at least, because their angels are always before my Father's face. So everybody's got an angel. Amen. I'm well aware of the spiritual realm, that God can speak to us at any moment, at any time, that you can have mercy and compassion on somebody with a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. Amen. We're always aware more of the spiritual than even the natural. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. The things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. That's where God Almighty is, where there's a whole host of angels. And the Bible says in the Old Testament, he said, open their eyes, Lord, that they may see. And he looked around and there was more with them than it was with the enemy. So thank God for that. So we have to speak right. James 1, 19 and 20, to speak right. The Bible says, be quick to hear. Everybody say, quick to hear. So that whether you hear an audible voice, whether you hear an impression, you be quick to hear. And you deal with that voice. You deal with it. You say, no, no, that's not in line with the Bible. Maybe somebody will say, give that one a good slap. No, 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 that's not in line with the Bible. That's not in line with the Bible. Maybe give someone a good tongue lashing. Maybe you want to get a bad word out of your mouth, like one of the bad ones of the world. And you want to just say it. You want to cuss a big streak right down the wall because you're upset. And you deserve it. You deserve to be let loose a little bit. You're a good little Christian, and you're tired of it. In fact, you're sick and tired of being a good little Christian, and you want to cuss. Who's with me? And immediately you're going to have to say, Lord, you know, forgive me for letting that blue streak come right out of my mouth. Forgive me. That's not the way Christians speak. We don't cuss. We bless. Amen? We bless and cuss not. Hallelujah. So you got to be quick to hear, slow to speak. Why? That doesn't mean that you're a slow speech. That just means that you're, I tell you, there's many times in my household, I've seen my wife there, and I said to myself, I have a right to say something. Every man swift to, slow to speak. And I was quick to speak. And I made a mental note. And I knew that I was in trouble. I knew that I was in trouble. But I wanted to say what I had on my mind. She was always on my mind. And so I found out that it doesn't pay. It's better to just be slow to speak. In fact, don't say a word. They would tell Brother Hagin, they would say there's something wrong with his character. He's got a character flaw. He said he's been criticized by experts. So he's not going to let a little spurt bother him. He said he's been accused and slandered, having doctrine that's not biblical, which it is biblical. We hold fast to it. Amen. Just as long as it's scriptural. Amen. So not a fighting spirit. You know, I wanted to be a boxer when I was younger. And I had an uncle, and his name was George. And George was good in the community. I didn't know him, but my mom didn't even know him. He was younger, he was older, and he was a boxer. You know, and he wanted to fight, and he was good, and he cleaned everybody in the neighborhood. He was a boxer, he was a fighter. So he went to California, and he got a low blow. Somebody couldn't beat him, and they hit him you know where. And George passed away at a young age of 20-some years old. Sad, eh? I hope that Amy Semple McPherson preached to him, possibly. Maybe somebody in that area. That was a real Christian area at that time. So we hope and believe God. We can't go back in time. But anyways, George is gone at 20-some years of age. So fighting was his thing, but it didn't work for him. And so fighting with us is not going to work. Did you know that? You as a born-again, spirit-filled believer, if you want to show how tough you are and you want to fight, guess what? Some unseen force will hold your arms to the side and your head will be beat. You'll be beat to a pulp because God doesn't want us fighting. He doesn't want us killing. He doesn't want us murdering. He doesn't want us hating. He doesn't want us slandering. He doesn't want us putting this down. They'll know we're Christians by what? How good of a fighter we are? How quick we can come back with a, you hit me, I'll hit you. You spit on me, I'll spit on you. You slap me, I'll slap you. No, they'll know we're Christians by our love. L-O-V-E, love. Amen? And it's the love of God on the inside of us. So be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get mad, slow to wrath. Don't let wrath get the best of you. Amen? So we got to do that. Matthew 12:33, either let the tree, I'll read the whole thing. I usually just pick out one portion of it. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak, but we'll read the whole thing. Matthew 12:33-37, either make a tree good and its fruit good, or make a tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. A tree is known by its fruit. Then he says this. I don't know why Jesus says stuff like this, but anyways, I wouldn't say that. But he says, O generation of vipers, that's snakes. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. And you and I, we've got the love of God in us. We've got a born-again spirit on the inside of us. So what's going to come out of our mouth is blessing. Bless your neighbor and curse not. Amen? I learned that a hard way. Because I had a neighbor once, and I believe he passed away now. But he was so mean to me. But I wanted to bless, and I tried to bless, and I did everything possible to bless, but I couldn't bless. And the moral of the story is bless your neighbor. Bible says bless your neighbor. Speak good about them. Don't slander them. Don't put them down. And that's biblical about neighbor. So anyways, so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men speak, they're going to give an account on the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words be condemned. We as born again people, we know Jesus, and he's such a forgiving Jesus. He's such a loving Jesus. We think that, oh, he's okay with the way I act. He allows me to act certain ways. Well, guess what? I believe that he is the most right down the road Jesus, middle of the road Jesus. I would love for him to look aside and say, oh, yeah, that's this Ken. He knows, you know, he's like that. No, no, no. He expects me to walk just as right as anybody. And I believe it's for each one of us. Just because people are preachers or ministers, they got no extra benefits when it comes to the Christian walk. They are accountable just like everybody else. Amen. There's no, they got a million souls saved, so yeah, go ahead and fool around over there. No, you look through the Testament, God is a just God. And I believe that we need to always stay with what his word says. So he says, by your words you're going to be justified, and by your word condemned. One more before we go to the next one, Matthew 15, 18, and 20. It says, but the words you speak come from your heart. That's what defiles you. For the heart come evil thoughts. How could a heart even hold thoughts? Murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, thefts, lying. That's why I don't like lying. Slander. These are what defile you, but eating with unwashed hands will never defile you. So Jesus said, and I know that once we're born again, we are alive unto God, and all our sins are forgiven, and our spirits are clean before God, and we worship him in spirit and truth, and yes, we're good. But guess what? If you allow wrong thinking, that's still going to hinder your spirit. It's going to get down into your heart, and it's going to plug it up. And we've seen believers everywhere that do crazy things, just like they weren't born again, just like they weren't alive unto God. How is that possible? It's because they allowed stuff to get in their minds. They didn't think right. They didn't speak right, and then now they're not acting right. And so the next one, if we're going to renew our not be conformed to this world, we've got to act right. Everybody say act right. So when we think in line with the Bible, when we think right, and when we speak right, we're going to start to act right. And that's a day-in, day process as well, is how we act. Romans 1:9 says, for God is my witness whom I serve with my spirit. Everybody say your spirit. So you're serving God on the inside of you, right out of your heart. So when a situation or a thought comes to you, you say, hey, is that the thought that God wants me to think on? Is that the words that God wants me to say? And how about the actions? Would God want me to do what I'm going to be acting in? No, I'm not going to do it unless it's in line with the Bible. Because that is not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it's helping us to be able to act right. And so when we act right, bless God, nobody can say a thing, because we're doing exactly the way God told us to act. We are acting in line with his will, his plan, and his purpose. We are acting, and we're doing exactly from our spirits, from our hearts. I serve God with my spirit. Romans 2 and verse 10, it says, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone that works good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. 1 Peter 4, 15 and 16, but let none of you, Peter's talking to believers in his book, Peter, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's manners. But yet if anybody suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but glorify God on this behalf. And so we don't have to be labeled with those things that are very harsh. Of course, those things are very harsh, murdering, thief, evildoer, or a busybody in other men's manners. But if we suffer as being a Christian, that means having a different standard, living a different life. We're living a Christian life. We're acting in line with Christianity. We are Christ-like. We are his disciples. And is it easy? Well, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. And so the transgressing is hard. But the way for the Christian, I believe that it's God's provided everything we need to be overcomers. Amen? Let's all stand. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that we are thinking right, we're speaking right, and we're acting in line with what you told us to act in. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each one here, as they think about what they're thinking about, like we've heard it said many times, and speaking about the word of God and acting in line with your word, we thank you, Father. Go ahead and pray a little bit. Father, we want to thank you that we act in line with your word. that we handle our character, our lives with a reverence and an awe that you are on the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know everything that we go through on a daily basis. You know all the tests, all the trials that anyone is going through here. We thank you for empowering them and helping them to think in line with your word, to speak in line with your word, and to act in line with your word. Hallelujah. That we are believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, that we are empowered to serve you, that we are empowered to do your will, your plan, and your purpose. We say with the scriptures, not our will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. So that means we're going to be forgiving. We're going to be loving. We're going to be forgiving. We're going to be loving. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that we're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the Word of God. We're transformed. Thank you, Lord, by the renewing of our mind. Everybody say, I will renew my mind. Every day. Every day. Every day. Amen. So